The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
When lawmakers arrived here in Richmond last month, they were considering a bill introduced by Republican Delegate Kathy Byron that would have made it harder for local governments to offer broadband. But after a lot of pushback, the bill was whittled down, and what's left simply requires local governments to provide public records on their broadband services. Details about how taxpayer money is being spent, says Byron.
That's the citizen's first defense, is being able to actually see the records of how the millions of tax dollars are being spent.
Now, the bill still has some opposition. Republican Senator Frank Wagner says he's going to vote against the measure because the same transparency isn't required of private internet companies.
I had the people in my office from the cable company said, well, you'd open your documents up to Freedom of Information Act, right? So, you know, the consumer can see that also. Oh, no. No, we won't do that. And so I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, it's good for the goose, but not for the gander.
Byron says she hopes the conversation about what role local governments should play in offering broadband continues as the Broadband Advisory Council holds a series of public hearings later this year. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.